Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. This is Star. I want to remind you that after the half an hour, you can call us with questions at 646-716-9663. And today, I'm supposed to have a special guest, Dr. Reggie, but right now we're having some technical difficulties in connecting. So let me talk to you about some things that are going on that you need to know about. If you go to www.starfuentes.com and you go to radio show and enter the magic word harvest, you will get a free e-kit, and that e-kit is on the head-heart link. The magic word is harvest. The password to get your free e-kit is harvest. And the reason why I'm choosing harvest is because of the harvest moon. The harvest moon is a wonderful time of year. And with the harvest moon, you can do a using ceremony. And the using ceremony happens once a year. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, are you there, Reggie?
Yes, I am, Star. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Welcome to the show. Let me just finish my thought here, and we'll get right on with it. And the using ceremony happens once a year, and it's a ceremony I learned in Africa, and it negates a year and takes off of the year. All over the United States, students of mine who are now teachers will be doing the Harvest Moon ceremony. It is either on September 18th or September 19th, and you can attend it in Hot Springs, Arkansas, New York City, and many, many cities all over the United States. And like I told you earlier, I am pleased to have Reggie with us tonight, Dr. Reggie. So tell us something about yourself.
Well, number one, thank you so much for inviting me to the show. I love the format and what you do for other people around the world. You are my hero. I really mean that because you're a wonderful person, a spiritual master. You don't brag about it, but you do great work and great healing for many, many people, Star. So thank you again for letting me be on the show.
You're welcome. Now, I love people who heal. I love people who inspire. And I've known you from the circuit, the expo circuit for 20 years now. Tell me, how do you inspire people? How do you go out there and ignite their sparks? Talk to us about that.
One thing that's great about I love people, there's a certain spiritual energy about every single person born on the planet, and they are responsible for expanding their power. I help them to use the conscious energy, which is the expanded energy of the soul, to help them to heal themselves, to bring prosperity, and to bring love to them in their life, real love and true love with people, and using all these wonderful psychic and mystical experiences to help them, including things to help them spiritually defend themselves against all the other electromagnetic energy that's not in their highest good. So that's one thing I do. And many people call me about how they got the lottery and all that nonsense, and I don't know how to do that, but they've done it through me with candle magic and with ritual and things like that. And you know what it is? It's really their own belief system. It's their own power. And they are using their will. And that's how you describe magic, using your willpower with the universal power to bring about fantastic results. And everybody has magic. And I love the fact that
Reggie, what is your website?
www.profitreggie.com. Not profit like the money, but profit like in the Bible.
With the H-E-T, huh?
P-R-O-P-H-E-T, profitreggie.com.
Yeah, that's good. I see that a quote of yours, and it really opens up my mind. And every problem in life has a
spiritual
solution.
Talk to
me about that.
You know what? That's a powerful quote because I know that it's true. Everybody comes to me with the 600 clients that I have so far from California, Canada, and Atlanta. Everybody has a lot of problems, especially women, having, my love life, oh, my God. And then some guys will call me, oh, my finances are wrong. I'm in school. I find that there's a certain cycle of everything that happens with everybody at the same time. It's kind of weird. When I get readings done, a bunch of them come in different aspects, in cycles, about love life, about finances, about problems, different things all the time. And what's amazing to me, every single problem, when these people really explore themselves and know who they are and their own mystical abilities, the solutions are already within. The power is within them. You as a psychic and mystic are only the guideposts to help these people along the highway. And they can take
I truly believe that with my clients. And sometimes as a coach and a psychic and an intuitive reader, I'm there to confirm for them something. And because they've made the decision, they know it's right or appropriate, and a piece of them, their old patterns or their family or something, keeps saying, no. But,
right. You
know, sometimes as a coach and a counselor, we're there to confirm for people that that choice isn't a correct choice or not a correct choice. So many times people's psychic, intuitive powers have been stepped on over and over again from childhood on up.
Oh my God.
When they turn to people like you or me, we encourage them to develop their own powers and let them watch us do our work, feel us do our work, and so they too can later on answer their own questions.
Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, they do. And I love it when people call back and say, you know what, that worked for me. That was a very powerful thing. Thank you so much. It touches my heart, Star, when they do that, because they learned, like Dorothy did in The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. It's within you. It's within you.
It's always been within us. And you know, if we look away from us and outside of us long enough, we will discover it's in us. Some of us discovered it was in us earlier. Now, you have written a really interesting, powerful book. Can you tell me about it? What is it called?
The book that I love the most. I've written four of them, but some of them deal with ritual, like you said, and moon magic and stuff. But the one I wrote the most is called The Awakening, Conquering the Sleeping Giant Within. And that book, let me read you some of the table of contents. Psychic ability or mystical experience. Spiritual self-defense. Expanding your power. Attracting the love of your life. Attracting money and prosperity. Have you walked on water yet? Miracle healing. I know what you're thinking. Becoming enlightened. Earth, air, fire, and water. The power of ritual and the awakening. All those chapters in that book. And I love it because people go, oh, my God, this is just like you. This is what happened to me and blah, blah, blah. They have similar experiences to all those spontaneous things. All of it is designed to help you to have a spontaneous evolutionary experience in yourself to help with your own personal and planetary ascension.
That's good. Where can I buy this book?
At Amazon.com or Author House.
Okay, and repeat the title again loudly and clearly so people can jot it down.
The Awakening, Conquering the Sleeping Giant Within.
by Dr. Reggie. Wow. You know, for me, writing a book and writing a class is like going to graduate school. When I look up some information for myself, I get satisfied with some information because it binds together what I've learned from different teachers and different certifications. But when I go to write a book or write a class, I look, what would the engineer want to know? What would the housewife want to know? What would somebody who's been in spirituality for 40 years want to know? And what would an 18-year-old want to know? So every time you write a book and every time you teach a class, it's like going to spiritual grad school. So pay attention, people out there. Once you live it, once you know it, the next thing you have to do with it is hand it forward, hand it down.
Now, that's right.
You know, you speak all over the place. You do teleclasses. You do many, many, many different things. What for you was the most significant metaphysical, spiritual lesson that you got this lifetime?
That in my contemplative moment and in prayer meditation, it was revealed to me by my guides and spirit masters to create a mystery school with the order of Melchizedek. I said, what is a mystery school? And who is Melchizedek? And I found out when I looked him up that he was called the high priest of Salem in the Old Testament. And some people think he was the reincarnation of Jesus. And I said, okay, I'll do this mystery school. I said, what makes the mystery school different? And the thing that makes it different is that people can learn a lot of mystical things, but the real truth, the core being, the essence of who you really are, is the truth of who you are within. And those teachings are available with God consciousness and healing and everything in these lessons. And I've developed about 5 modules. And anybody, it's really expensive classes, but what I've done, anybody who's listening to your show, I'm going to give them a $300 discount if they decide to send this to school. And it should
repeat
be on
the website one more time again so we can go there and get our $300 discount. What is your
That's
website?
Right. That's right. It's at www.prophetreggie.com.
Wow. You know, the Internet is so wonderful now. When it first came out, it didn't hold a lot of the energies, the downloaded teachings and everything, but as they refine the technology now, like up until about 18 months ago, auras were kind of dim on Skype, and now I can see auras on Skype since they did an improvement. And being able to teach over the Internet, because equipment is so good and the technology is so good, it's really easy to give a download. Mystery schools are important. Many, many, many teachings are never printed. Reggie, you know I come from a long line of curanderos and lived in Mexico, and I'm the lineage holder of that right now. And there are certain things I would never be permitted to write down, and I don't permit my students to write down. And it's the word of mouth, and you have to do some work. Even to get to certain of my written teachings, you have to have come in your own place, in your own power, and have decided to make an investment in yourself.
Exactly.
These materials, you know.
That's true.
I think all my magic, all my healing is free. But what you pay for, just like what you pay for with a doctor, is my 16 years of living in the bush and living without a refrigerator and sitting at campfires and sitting and talking to the people, the healers all around the world. And what we pay for when we take your mystery school is your accumulated years and years of intense study about the magical processes of human beings, about the spiritual solutions. So
exactly.
When we look at mystery schools, the quality and the caliber of teaching in a mystery school are of a whole 10 higher levels than what you get from a webinar or from reading a book. So, Reggie, I'm very pleased that your mystery school will be unfolding soon and that we'll have another place to go where we can get those leading-edge quality teachings. What else do I need to know about this mystery school?
Well, one thing I teach, the main principles at first, in the beginning modality, we talk about how consciousness is energy, which can be expanded by individuals, including you, and that you learn to increase your awareness and power and to maintain spiritual, mental, and physical balance by, I guess, taking charge of your own psychic awareness and your abilities. And the whole thing about magic is that it's in the air. It's in every part of you. It's in all of nature. But the secret is getting to
and in your personal nature, too. And
yes.
That has to change for you to become more aware, to become more enlightened. So Reggie, I understand you do personal sessions, consultations, and I imagine
Absolutely. That
we could also find that on your website. And tell me what a session with you would be like.
Well, when people call me on the phone, they give me their name and all that, but first of all, I let them breathe. I have to let them take a deep breath in and then breathe out, because the breath is life, and the breath has energetic signatures in it. Within the breath itself, even in the particulate matter of the breath, I can tell a lot of stuff with the breathing, and it helps them calm down, and when they're relaxed, I'm more relaxed to access the energy. And they tell me things, and I tell them things, and a lot of times they don't tell me anything. Sometimes names will even pop up. I don't even know what I'm talking about. And it would be the person's mother's name. And it freaks me out. When it freaks them out, they go, oh, my God. It freaks me out, too, because I'm not aware. I'm just following what I'm hearing in my soul. And it's all about them getting to feel better. A psychic reading is not worth its dime if it doesn't help the person to feel better and be better about who they are. Anybody can say, oh, you broke a dish this morning. Oh, my God, I did. Well, what does that do to help you? You know?
You know, and it's really, really amazing how many people are surprised. And people say things to me like, who have you been talking to? I don't know your relatives. I don't know your friends. You know, it's like when you do become so in touch with what they radiate, and people don't realize that whoever they are, they're radiating that all
yes.
the time. And people
right.
who are tuned can pick that up. And you send out a vibration all day long, every second, all
yes.
of your light, all of your liabilities, all of your assets. And coming to a reader, to a coach, to a psychic is sometimes not about being right or wrong. It's about where you need to go. What is your
right.
next step? What do you need to pay more attention to?
That's right.
And what do you need to let go of? So
Again.
Dr. Reggie is an expert at doing this and a great prophet. So take a deep breath, everybody, and breathe out. And remember
right.
and remember that Dr. Reggie will read you just by
yes.
your breath. Just by your breath. Your breath has signatures that are missing, energy signatures that are missing, energy signatures that are powerful, energy signatures that are blocked, energy signatures that are twisted. So remember, as you breathe, you tell the world everything about yourself.
Yeah.
Now, get someone to pay attention to you, a reader, a coach, a healer, so that they can help you along your path. And right now, I want to take a minute to remind you that if you go to starfuentes.com and go to radio station and you put in the word harvest, because the harvest moon is coming, you will get the free head heart link package, which is 10 pages, 8 or 10 pages long. It's about your head and heart link. But only if you put the word in harvest at star, S-T-A-R-R, F-U-E-N-T, www.tes.com, and you will get that special e-package today.
Wow, nice. Beautiful.
Yeah, and Reggie, so generous and prosperous for you to offer a $300 discount to all of our listeners. And, you know, I know when someone is prosperous because the first thing they do is give.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And one of the rules of prosperity is give what you want to receive. And people don't get that. They don't tithe their 10%. They don't give. They want everybody to do it for them and give it to them. But how you open that receiving door is by giving. So, Reggie,
right. Yes.
Where are you living right now?
I'm living in Atlanta. Well, outside of Atlanta, a place called Suwannee. Like way down upon the Suwannee River, that place, that's where I'm living at.
Oh, my God, isn't that nice? People sing about the place you live. Tell me the difference between God's DNA and my DNA.
God's DNA and your DNA are no different.
Really? You know, everybody's always putting God on this high pedestal and ignoring the God within. So,
yes.
So I tell my people you are God, and they smirk at me. But we're all God. How do we access that?
Just have to screen and call.
No, the number one place. Is somebody talking to me or you?
Something else. I think we're having some technical difficulties here.
Are you still there?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I don't hear anything. Something went blank all of a sudden.
I'm not sure. The Blog Talk Radio has been having technical difficulties all day today, so we'll bear with them.
Okay. Well, one thing you access it, the one number one key is meditation. When you're contemplating on the energy of God within yourself, people can't even stay still for 1 minute. Just it only takes a minute to go into meditation to still the mind, still the body, and relax. The first thing for therapeutic intervention is relaxation. When you relax and concentrate on the energy of who you are and thinking about your desires and what you want in a peaceful place, a restful garden or a beautiful waterfall or whatever, to get to that energy where you're relaxing, it really helps you to attract everything to you, including the money you want, the ability to have a mystical experience. When you're thinking outside of your physical structure, you are really accessing other dimensions and other realities. And that's why my next book coming up is called The Transdimensional Mind. So I want people to know to meditate first. That's the number one way to have a true mystical experience with God. And then you realize...
You know, what I tell people is you've asked all these questions in your head. Why am I doing this? Why am I here? And if you're not quiet, if you don't meditate, you don't stay still, you're not going to hear those answers. And some people have 20, 30 years of answers to questions they asked when they were six to 30 years old, backed up in that silent space. And the silence is where your purpose, your truth will come into being. And sometimes meditation, you don't hear a voice booming down and telling you what to do.
Right.
You have silence, and 2 hours later you get an aha.
Right.
But it's that sacred silence. If we look to the priests in the Catholic Church, they meditate. We look to the monks in India and in other places. You go to the witch doctor, and they have their silent period every day, and to the shamans in South America. And they all have one thing in common, that they have this state of consciousness where they relax and they let their mind be. And it's critical to your spiritual growth.
No, that's true. No matter who they are, the priesthood, the shamans, the American Indians, the voodoo priests, whoever they are, medicine men, they all do. They have to get in in the silence. And in fact, the Unity Church always says, let's go into the silence for a moment. And then if you stop thinking about what you're doing, there's music playing in the background to get you still, to get your mind quiet, so that your mind can relax and go wherever it needs to in the silent period. In fact, when I studied classes with them in Kansas City, where the World Mother Church is, they send you classes. And in that class, one of the guys, a very famous professor, Hasselbeck, Paul Hasselbeck, was saying, meet me at 6 in the morning, everybody, after class, you know, and that's crazy, but you have to be there and go into the silence. And there's absolutely nothing. He'll take one word and say, think of a word, and somebody will raise a hand from the audience. Well, angels. And all of a sudden, he said, we're going to talk about angels. He did a little prayer, and everybody close your eyes and go into the silence for the 1 minute, thinking about angels. And then all these people would breathe in later, and it would feel fantastic. They'd feel renewed, refreshed, and then they come up with revelations because they went inside of themselves.
And, you know, that group meditation is sitting in all these energies and auras of other people who have different educations and different world experiences and different connections to God. Sitting in a room with 200-300 people meditating can be such an enriching experience. Not an everyday experience that you want, but get some friends together and meditate. You will find that you will have many, many different experiences. I guess one of the keys I learned a long time ago, and from being on the road and teaching in New York City and teaching on a beach in South America and teaching in Africa, is whatever noise happens when you're meditating,
right,
don't push it out. Let the noise through the meditation and out the other side. So if there's a siren going on, you know, let the siren flow all the way through the meditation. Don't take your energy and go into a state of resisting the noise, resisting the dog barking, complaining to yourself that this is interrupting you. Honor that God made that sound synchronistically for you to bring yourself back to that point of awareness again. And sometimes when we come back to that stillness 6, 7, 10 times, it's so much
exactly.
And so much more profound. So, Reggie, could you please give me the name of your book that we can buy on Amazon.com?
The Awakening, Conquering the Sleeping Giant Within.
By Dr. Reggie. And can you please give me your website?
www.prophet, like the prophet in the Bible, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, prophetreggie.com.
And you can call us after the half hour at 646-716-9663. I do know there are some technical problems today with Blog Talk Radio, and hopefully our callers can get through. And now, if you go to Star, S-T-A-R, Fuentes, F-U-E-N-T-E-S.com, and go to the radio station page, enter the word harvest. You will get a free head-heart link package. Of course, you're going to have to give me your email. That's why you get this package for free. But it is about connecting the head and the heart. And the longest journey in the world is from the head to the heart. Please look at my website, masteryourlight.com. And take a deep breath, because Reggie and I will be listening. Because Reggie and I will be listening. Now, more importantly, I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to listen. What does this breath tell you? What doesn't it tell you? And breathe again. And notice how you react to the silence. And breathe again. Good. coming up on our station break in a few seconds.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Wow, here we are. You can call us and get a reading, an intuitive message from us. Our phone number is 646-716-9663. And our engineer will let us know when we have a call. So, Reggie, what is important for people to deal with in their life immediately in now time? What do you think is important for people on a spiritual, metaphysical path to cash to deal with? Are you not there?
Reggie?
Okay. All right. So it looks like we have a technical problem. I am having a harvest moon yielding ceremony on September 19th. And the harvest moon yielding ceremony is a ceremony I brought back from Africa. It was done by these Central African people. When they were talking in English, I was amazed. When they were talking about events that had happened 60, 70 years ago, and I couldn't see a wrinkle on their face, I was astonished. I asked them, what is going on? And they told me, it's the using ceremony. And they didn't use that word. They used another word that I couldn't understand. But anyway, they said, well, it's, you know, 2-3 weeks from now, hang out. It is done every year at the harvest moon all over the United States. Look for the using ceremony. New York City, Jordi Sirota, Atlanta, several people. Zabi Barnes and Susan Rossi will be doing it. In California, Brooke will be doing it. It is done all over the world. It negates a year and takes off a year. If you can look at me, I will be 75 years old, and I definitely look 55. So if you can look at me, you can see the fruit of the using ceremony. So once again, that's the harvest moon using ceremony on September 19th. And we're kind of waiting to see if we can find Dr. Reggie here, if our technical difficulties are being resolved, or if we're just going to have to go on without him. All right. So for many, many years, we've looked at something in our life, and we've called it time management. And I want to talk to you and address you about energy management. And energy management is so much more important than time management. You know, what it took me 10 years ago, 3 days to do, I can now do with the help of my computer in 30 minutes or so. My communications, no more letter writing, no more copying. We can do many, many, many things. You can multitask. You can be texting, reading emails. You can be talking on the phone all at the same time. All of this takes a tremendous amount of energy. And we need to know some things about ourselves. The first thing we need to know about ourselves is, when were you born? Yeah. Well, this is pretty simple. If you don't know what time you were born, most people, not all people, but most people follow this rule. The rule is, if you're a night person, you were born at night. If you're an early morning person, you were born early in the morning. If you're a mid-afternoon person, you were born mid-afternoon. And usually, not always, when you were born is when you have the most energy. Some people are bears in the morning, and some people are so full of energy is amazing. So I want you to look at that. The second piece I want you to look at in energy management is... Yeah?
I just want to let you know I got Reggie back on. We lost our friend there, and he is back online, and we have a bunch of callers ready for both of you.
Okay, let's go with the callers. First caller.
Reggie, you're on, right?
Uh-huh, I am. Thank you.
Okay, let's hit that first caller.
Okay, is it Avatar?
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you can. What would you like to know this evening?
Well, I would like to know whatever, you know, do I have to ask a specific question? And he just
no, you don't.
Okay.
Just take your first name, you said your name is Avatar?
Ibatar, I-B-B-A-T-A-R, Ibatar, star.
Oh, Ibatar. I was going to say, God, you had a powerful name, Avatar. You know, every name carries a powerful signature. Your name means your nature. What does your name mean?
You know what? I'm not really sure. I had asked Spirit to reveal to me my soul name. And so that's what came to me in the middle of the night. It was Ibatar, and it really resonated with my whole
being. Wow, that's pretty cool. Okay, let's take a deep breath in and breathe out. Very good. One thing that I see in your energy field is about not just your name, but about your relationship. A very good relationship just left, but it wasn't a very powerful one. It wasn't meant for you.
Mm-hmm. And when you say a relationship, you mean like a personal relationship?
Yes, one-on-one romance and all. It didn't last and it didn't work. It wasn't meant for you anyway. And you knew that it wasn't going to work. But now there's a new one that's on the horizon. But
really?
Yes, a good one for you. And don't be surprised. This one happens next month in September.
Okay.
I'm glad she mentioned the harvest moon because you know what? That harvest moon is a very powerful energy field for everybody. The lunar frequencies of the harvest moon are very powerful. And people have known this for centuries. Around the 16th.
Okay, I have a statement for you. You're more powerful than you think you are. You're stronger than you think you are. And you take longer to making a decision than you should. Work on that decision-making power of yours because you know you're powerful. You know you wait too long, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we have to tell you this evening. Thank you very much, Avatar. Okay, next, please.
Oh, Patty.
Oh, my word. Yes, here I am.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, I'm quite surprised. Hello.
Hey, Patty. take a deep breath for us.
Take a deep breath.
Okay, I did.
Wow, that's good. But Patty's all perky and she's ready.
I am.
A gentle, a wonderful person, very tuned into her spiritual self. She's psychic her own self. She's got her own right to be psychic. But she's not using it for profit like we would do, and for the energy. But she's very powerful. I feel two other people around you. I don't know who they are, but they could be children. I don't know. But I feel very engineered, very focused about these two people. Also, I feel your mother, but I don't feel your father. Why is that?
Jeepers. Well, I don't ever dream about him. They're both deceased. But he rarely, if ever, comes to me in my dreams. My mother does, and she's happy. He's definitely elusive.
Yes, and that's a good thing. But keep them, you know what, pray about your dad and pray about his energy. That's all. And keep him in the light because you have the power to do that. Are you changing jobs or looking for a new job or something?
Okay, now you're freaking me out. Yeah.
I'm freaking you out? Oh, no.
Dawn.
No.
A dear, 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 dear friend of mine encouraged me to call you tonight because she knows that I am in a major transition and I am in flux and interviewing for jobs and being offered jobs that I don't necessarily want but maybe should take because I don't know what's coming up.
But you
and
know what?
This next job is a stepping stone for you. It is not the job end all and be all. You need to do your homework. When you're interviewing with a company, ask, about the energies of the company. How do people feel working there? When you go into the company, look around. Are they frowning? Are they smiling? Are they dragging their feet? The job for you is important, but what's most important for you is to be in an energy that is high and nurturing. So pay attention to the company. The job may not be as important as the energy of the company, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Joseph, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Take a deep breath for us.
And breathe out. Very good. Did you have a special thing you needed me to focus on? I didn't get your name either.
My name was Joseph.
Oh, Joseph, okay. Is there something special, Joseph, that's on your mind? One thing, your name means leader, and that's one thing for supervisory and management and consulting work and engineering and even music. What kind of work do you do?
Right now I'm in property management.
Okay.
Well, there's that word management right in his name, in his job description.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of good things. But right now, is there something you want me to focus on?
Let's see. Relationship advice.
You know, some people think that you're too picky about relationships, too picky about the person you want in your life.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to be this, got to be that, got to be this and the other. And that may not be necessarily true, but I think don't lower your standards, but keep your standards high in terms of spiritual thing, about what
okay.
you want, about who you are, that this person can reciprocate who you are. And not better or worse, nobody's that way. They're equal. That's what you want, someone who matches you wit for wit, spirit for spirit, soul to soul. It's going to be great for you. You know what? You're another person that was going to – September is a great thing for you. I'm thinking the 15th, 16th, that energy about that harvest moon, it makes me creepy. I love it. It's going to be good for you, too.
I'm thinking the 17th, 18th for him. And please realize you've picked relationships for the package before. Please pick this relationship for what's inside the person. And I know you become more and more conscious of that, Joseph, all the time. Don't let the package discourage you. I'm not throwing away a diamond that's wrapped in newspaper because it isn't in beautiful foil. So remember that you're really, really looking for what's in the heart of the person, okay?
Amen.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Joseph. Next.
Hey, Sarah, you're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I almost had that name. Your name was said so fast. I said Cherry on. What's her name?
It's Sherry.
Sherry. Okay, so she's Cherry on. Sherry, okay. Powerful. How are you tonight? You want to take a deep breath in and breathe out? Very good. Very good. What's your focus tonight?
My father.
Okay. Is he ill?
He's deceased.
Okay. Here's one thing I feel. I see bloodlines. Was it heart, diabetes, or kidneys? What was wrong with him?
It was a freak accident. He fell while steaming wallpaper over a bathtub, and his spinal cord was severed between the C2 and C3.
Right, and I keep seeing that. Now, why are you having some of the symptoms of low back pains and stomach stuff? What's going on with you?
You know what I'm seeing? Do you have any children?
No.
Yes?
No.
Okay, do you have any brothers and sisters who have children?
I have a brother. He doesn't have children.
Okay, I want you to look very carefully around you in the next 18 months because your father is going to step into a baby around you someplace. His soul is going to come back to finish something that isn't finished with you. You didn't get to grieve. You didn't get to let go. And usually, if there's children, they'll come back in the lineage. If not, if you're real close to your neighbor, if you have a sister that is not a blood sister, but she has children, what I see over and over again with these accidental deaths is that soul comes back right around that family or right into their family. And when you look into that child's baby's eyes, you will know it is him. So I want you to pay attention, okay?
Yes, I will.
Hello?
Yes, I will.
You pay attention. Because you know there was a certain look, an energy that went through your father's eyes. Do you remember that look?
Yes.
That's what you're going to see in the baby. But if you're not paying attention, you won't ever recognize it. So, yes, you will get to be in your father's alive presence again. No, this baby won't ever remember that it was your father, but you will know, okay?
That's true.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Thank you, Sherry.
Cinda, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good. Hello. Would you repeat your name for us?
It's Cinda, C-I-N-D-A.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Oh, my God, I love your energy. Right now, your energy was great. It's very spiritual. And you're learning things on the spiritual path. You're learning to step in a new direction. And, oh, my God, it's great for you. About love life, about everything, about your career. Everything's coming up roses. You may not see it right now, but it is. And also, there's going to be some travel with you, things that you wanted to do, travel that you wanted to take. I see that happening as well.
No.
Now, what's happening with other things about you right now, like the love life? What's going on?
Oh, I've been married 35 years.
Right. Are there two children?
Yes.
Yeah, boy and girl?
Uh-huh, and
okay, because I'm feeling it. I see that in my head. I see it. And that's going to be great. The marriage is great, but also I didn't say you're going to look for another lover. I said there'll be enhanced energy, the enhanced energy of the marriage. So that's going to be great for you. And also there's lots of travel. And in terms of money, what you worry about sometimes, and you should not worry about money, because money is energy. You're going to get more money, more elevated income from an unusual source.
That'd be nice.
And you know what? I feel like you've been waiting to step through the doorway to everything that Reggie's talking about. You have your hands on the knob, and you've been standing there for 2 or 3 years, and you just haven't opened that door. Somehow that being still or being where you were was an integrating time for you, was a nourishing time for you. But real quickly, you're going to step through that door to renew the romantic relationship with your husband, to have income from a not-so-normal source. What was the word
right.
that you used to a strange source? And that the light will come back into your eyes, the spark will come back into you, and that little beat that goes into people's walks, you know, when they're happy, you're just about ready to go through that door. Whatever you need to do or be to go through that door, please do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Cinda.
Thank you.
Okay.
Who's next?
Athena.
Hello.
Hello, Athena.
Hi.
Yes, ALP in training.
You've got the name of a goddess. You know that, right? The goddess of love?
No, that's Alphina, isn't it? My name is Alphina. A-L-P-H-I-N-A.
A-L-T-H-E-N-A?
Uh-huh.
No, A-L-P-H-I-N-A.
Oh, Athena. Oh, but you know what? It's patterned after the energy of the goddess of love. That's one thing. I feel with you the energy of healing. Are you a Reiki healer or some kind of healing thing? What's going on? Why is healing so important?
No.
I feel it around you, honest to God, I do. Have
well,
you been in nursing?
The creative energy.
Medical things?
Oh, what?
Have you ever had the desire to be around medicine or the healing arts? Because I keep feeling with you no matter what. Wow.
You know, what's going on, Reggie, is she's had so many past lives as a healer that it's very present in her energy. And this lifetime, she wants to do everything but heal. Talk to me about your creativity, sweetie.
I'm wondering about a person.
You what?
You what?
I'm wondering about a certain person.
Okay, what's the person's first name?
Okay.
Dale, D-A-L-E.
Dale?
Yeah, D-A-L-E.
Oh, Dale. Okay, one thing I feel about Dale's energy, it's very strong. And I know you want him to come to you and you to him to make it a very powerful bond. But I keep feeling something is pulling him back temporarily, holding him and preventing him from breaking free. Does that make sense?
Is he married?
No.
Is he committed?
No.
Well, he is to something, because there's, like Reggie says, there's something pulling his energy, the decision he hasn't made. To me, it feels like something has to switch, change, snap for him to be with you, unless you're the one who's married, you know? Pay attention to what that snap click is going to have to be for you.
Is he in the
what?
Same city?
What?
We're having technical difficulties on Block Talk Radio, sweetie, so we're missing your words occasionally. So could that be his...
What he asked, because I didn't hear him because you're talking, so I didn't hear what he said. Like, he had a question.
That thing, is he in another city?
Is he in a what?
Another
state
separate from you.
Yes.
It's another state, correct?
Yes.
You know, that long distance thing is another thing that's kind of creepy, too. He should be calling you every single day, or texting, or emailing, or something. That's a part of the problem. And I felt him in another state. That's why. And you know what else? The thing that's pulling him back is an old relationship that he doesn't want to be bothered with anymore. This ex-girlfriend, this drama. Oh, yeah. She has a hold on him. But you know what? Like Star said, was somebody another girlfriend or blah, blah, it may not be now, but this person may want to reacquaint herself with him again, and she shouldn't do that. It's over.
And what for the snap? Go ahead.
He wanted a relationship, so I said yes, and after I broke up with him, and a couple weeks went by, and we were in the process of getting back together. And yesterday, I basically kind of told him to, leave me alone. So.
Right. Well, it may be better, you know. So with Dale and you, it may be a good relationship, but keep your eyes open and be very vigilant and aware of everything, okay?
No, I'm wondering, like, my main question is, like, is he going to re-enter my life? Is basically what I should have asked.
I do. That's why I'm telling you to be careful when he's coming back. Because if you want to be
really... I'm not going to fall in love with him and have children or marry him. Like, no.
Oh, good, okay. Yeah. Right. But you're going to be aware. That's what I want you to do. Just be vigilant and be aware. That's all.
Please pay attention,
I have my,
sweetie.
I have my future husband in mind already, so.
Right.
Oh, boy. Pay attention so everything's clear and clean and healed, honey. Because one of the things that's happening is we're having such huge technical difficulties for you. We're having a hard time hearing you, a hard time reading you. Pay attention. See if you can get a hold of one of us in our website or something, because the technical there's hundreds of bleeps and blips going on right now, so maybe we can give you a free 3 or 5 minute reading if you get a hold of one of us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, next.
All right, we're all set for tonight.
All right, thank you. So we have about 4 or 5 more minutes. Reggie, please tell me the name of your book and where we can buy it.
The name of the book is The Awakening, Conquering the Sleeping Giant Within. It's available at authorhouse.com and also at, what is that place called? Alibris and
Amazon.com
too. It's available in a lot of places, even overseas, the same thing. And it's by Dr. Reginald Johnson. You'll see that on the book. It's Dr. Reginald Johnson. It's called The Awakening, Conquering the Sleeping Giant Within.
Well, Reggie, we're looking forward to you developing and putting your mystery school out there. We're looking forward to our $300 discount. People remember,
right.
Reggie's spot on with his readings. This is somebody for you to get a reading for. If you look on my website, you will see 8 or 9 of my books that you can purchase from me or my publishers or something like that. I have 2 new books coming up that are to be published early next year. One's called How to Insult Your Soul, and the other one's called Cords and Vows. My publisher just told me that late next year we will be doing Night School and finally an autobiography of my teachings and my teachers and my personal journey through life and living with those teachers for 16 years. I want to remind you that if you get on StarFuentes.com and go to the radio page, and you go to the radio page and you enter the code word harvest, you will get the Head Heart Link package for free. And of course you'll be added to my mailing list. Of course you'll stay connected with me. Remember that the harvest moon is coming up in September. It is the moon on that night with a special ceremony that negates a year for you and takes off a year. It is called the youthing ceremony. It is important that if you can't come, that you take a few minutes when that moon is full and focus. Focus on resetting your telomeres. And your telomeres tell you, part of your DNA, how much you age. The longer the telomere, the longer your life, the less you age. So look up telomere. Look up using. Look up the DNA. And on the harvest moon, take a few minutes to meditate or attend one of the 30 or 40 youthing ceremonies going on in the United States. I'd also want you to go visit Dr. Reggie. Dr. Reggie, what is your website?
Prophet, like in the Bible, prophetreggie.com.
Great. And visit me also at masteryourlight.com. I got a free treasure map on there. I got puzzles and word fill-ins and God knows what spiritual activities that come and go. I am looking to blog this week. I am blogging an article called The Descended Master, and I'm proud to be a descended master in my body here on earth with my soul. And that is going to be my article and blog for this upcoming week, The Descended Master.
Wow.
Reggie, thank you. Thank you for being on my show. Thank you for writing the book, 100 Spiritual Secrets, The Secret Power of Words, and most of all, your favorite, The Awakening, Conquering the Sleeping Giant Within. I like how spot on you are with the readings. I love that you read by the way people breathe. And people, pay attention. Come to my website. Play with me. Take a class of mine. Get a reading from me. I've worked all these years, seen thousands and thousands of people. I taught my first class in 1958. Some of you weren't even born then.
Right.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.